Mark Myers with us from Stern, Agee & Leach. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. You're absolutely right. Stocks did edge higher on Friday, with the S&P closing strong to notch a new record high. Now, it's because we did see factory good orders rose more than expected, and we also saw some tech heavyweights posted strong third-quarter results. We saw Amazon jump 9%, saw Microsoft up 6%, and we saw Zynga rose 5.5%. Now, there are several stocks in the news this morning. We heard from Biogen this morning. The U.S. biotechnology company reported a net profit for the quarter rose to $488 million, or that translates into $2.05 a share. The results handily beat Wall Street analyst estimates on the bottom line and nearly on the top line. We saw net income rose 23% for the quarter, and revenue was up 32%. We also heard from the Taneytown-based trucking firm PAM Transportation Services. They reported income of $2.3 million in the third quarter. Profits surged 171% from a year ago, and revenue rose 6.4%. They reported 28 cents a share in profit. Analysts had expected 20 cents a share in profit. That stock is very thinly traded, but it was up 2% on Friday. And we also heard from Merck. The drug maker earned 92 cents a share this morning for their third quarter, and that was about 4 cents above estimates, though revenue was slightly short of consensus. And also, Merck's full-year forecast is also above analyst forecast, but that stock is down about a dollar this morning. Now, one stock that is surging this morning is Loral Space and Communications. That's a satellite communications company. They have put their sales up for sale. Now, another company that is surging is drug maker Dendron. This company has had some really hard times after their prostate drug sales came up way short of estimates. That stock is up 14% this morning as they put their company up for sale. Now, one thing that is very interesting this morning that we're seeing is a new Dodd-Frank law, which has been coming into effect. The Dodd-Frank law is going to require companies to disclose how the pay of their CEO compares to that of regular workers. And what's very interesting on this, I look back on this, from 1978 to 2002, CEO compensation rose by 875%. That's way substantially greater than the painfully slow 5.4% growth on a typical workers' compensation over the same period. So it's going to be very interesting to see how workers react when they see how much their CEO is making compared to what they make. As far as the markets go this morning, it does look like the market's going to open up down around 20 points.
All right, Mark, we will hope things pick up a little this week. It's certainly been good, and we certainly appreciate your reports.
Yes, well, thank you. Hopefully we'll get another update today.
All right, thank you.
Take care.